Dara Lisa questions why Hunter Biden is not in jail for alleged tax fraud. By Wendell Hussebo on September 22, 2022. Representative Dara Lisa, RCA, questioned this week why Hunter Biden has not gone to jail after allegedly failing to disclose income to the IRS, he told Just the News, Not Noise TV show. It's surprising that he didn't go to jail, Issa said. When you deliberately don't disclose income, even in the thousands of dollars, much less the millions of dollars, that's a crime. According to the New York Times, Hunter paid an outstanding $1 million IRS tax bill in 2021 to evade conviction or a long sentence. It's a felony, Issa said about the allegedly overdue tax bill. And usually, at best, you get to pay compensation and plead to a crime in lieu of maybe going to jail. That's not the case with Hunter Biden, Issa continued. He appears as though he's getting a free pass and just paying now what he should have paid years ago. Trump appointed United States prosecutor David Weiss has been deliberating for months whether Hunter and associates violated money laundering, campaign finance, tax and foreign lobbying laws, as well as whether Hunter Biden broke federal firearm and other regulations, CNN reported. A grand jury has been convened in the probe, whereby a witness who testified before the jury was reportedly asked to identify the big guy. The big guy refers to a 2017 email from Hunter's laptop that shows a business deal between Hunter Biden's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, the Biden family, and high-ranking members of the Chinese Communist Party would include 10% held by H for the big guy? Bobulinski has confirmed the big guy in a May 13, 2017 email was referring to Joe Biden. And the reality is, the laptop also reveals that this was a man making millions but always in financial trouble. With ex-wife payments, child support payments and, quite frankly, his drug addiction, Issa said in relation to the Biden family business. 62% of registered voters believe Joe Biden likely consulted and perhaps profited from Biden family business deals, recent polling shows. 58% of voters believe Joe Biden played a role in his family's business. 60% said Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. Issa stated, Hunter Biden was an operative for foreign influence, and did use or at least appears to have used his father and others for that game. Meaning he lobbied, and when you lobby and you don't disclose that, you've committed a crime. So one of the things we're going to look at is this selective prosecution and whether this law needs to either be scrapped or real teeth to be put into it so that it's consistent in prosecution. Which unless they prosecute Hunter Biden, certainly it wasn't. Issa's comments about the double standard of justice come as ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Chuck Grassley, raised questions earlier this month over whether former FBI agent Timothy Beaux shut down the FBI's 2020 probe into Hunter Biden's laptop. Grassley stated on the Senate floor that Thibault shut down a totally separate probe that is likely unrelated to the ongoing criminal probe concerning reported tax fraud by the president's son. Accordingly, the investigative activity and information could not be advanced as it should have been, which means the FBI could have gathered more evidence with respect to Hunter Biden but cut bait instead. And the FBI and Thibault cut bait right before the 2020 presidential election, Grassley said. It also calls into question what the FBI's Baltimore field office is reviewing and whether it's the full scope of evidence, Grassley said in relation to Vice's reported tax probe. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and The Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.